Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, Software as a Service Gets a Second Chance. At number 4, Apple Battles iPhone 3G Glitch That Drops Calls and Kills Battery Life. At number 3, Ministry of Justice loses personal details of 45,000 people. At number 2, police warn of security threat to every chip and pin terminal. And in top spot, international travelers face computer searches at UK customs. And in that story, international travelers face having their laptop computers, mobile phones, iPods, and USB memory sticks scanned and copied at will by customs officials under a proposed global anti-counterfeiting trade deal. Japan and the US are pushing for the so-called Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, ACTA, to be finalized by the end of the year. And now for a look at some of the articles in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Ian Grant writes that a recent spate of mergers means that life is becoming interesting for the CIOs at British Airways and Iberia, the Co-op and Summerfield, and EDF and British Energy. He says more CIOs are likely to find themselves grappling with similar mergers as weak economic prospects in the US and Europe lead to more consolidation. Ian, what do CIOs need to know about mergers and acquisitions?
Well, first of all, don't panic. Secondly, apply some common sense. This is not rocket science. Basically, what you're trying to do is improve the shareholder value of the company that you work for. So, you have an opportunity when the merger is first announced to go and do a due diligence. And there you want to be looking at what applications that the target company has that are strategic, which ones are tactical, and where there are overlaps with your existing system. Then the next step is to check the contracts, especially those ones that are coming up for renewal, because you may be able to cut those out or not renew them, and that could save you a bundle of money just straight up. Remember that the company is probably borrowing a lot of money in order to make this acquisition. And if they're not, and they're lucky enough to be cash rich, they are still losing the interest income that they would have earned. So if you can save them that, or some of that interest, then that goes a long way to improving your credibility in the boardroom, and the guys will be very grateful to you for showing them how you can do it. Then, after you've seen where there are overlaps and where there are synergies to be done, then make sure that when you walk through the door on the first day of the merger, make sure you know exactly what you're going to do. And then tell the guys about it. Now, I'm quoting John Burney, who's the former chief CIO of Scottish and Southern. And John went through 4 of these acquisitions, so he knows a little bit about it. He said, the first couple, they learnt an enormous amount, but because the company's strategy was to grow by acquisition, then they decided that they would formalize their due diligence and implementation in a protocol. So by the 4th one, he says they got very, very slick at doing this. So if the company's strategy is going to be mergers to grow by acquisition, get it honed, get it nailed down so that you just walk in there. It's a box ticking exercise. You know where to look, you know how to look, and you know that everyone is expecting the same thing from you and there is consistency. That's the way to build the credibility.
Also featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine, Mark Watts investigates moves to check and modify every chip and pin terminal in the country to counter a security compromise that cracked the payment system. The disclosure comes after police issued a public warning earlier this month that gangs have developed technology to steal customer bank details from inside such terminals. A program of carrying out checks and modifications to every terminal in retailers throughout the UK began behind the scenes in July and is expected to take months to complete. And Cliff Sarin writes that HP will target the biggest spenders in IT after it completes its purchase of EDS later this month. HP will be meeting with the top 500 biggest users of IT around the world over the next year, and is targeting 50 companies, some of which might be completely outsourced to IBM. HP's $13.9 billion purchase of EDS is due to be completed at the end of August. It will create the largest supplier of IT products and services in the UK public sector. The company is expected to compete with BT and IBM for business in the public and private sectors. You can find these articles and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.